Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
And intelligence in 15 minutes. We have more guests as well I'll tell you about. This news is so big that I'm not going to say it with a bunch of excitement. I'm just going to say it very calmly. We are kicking New World Order ass right now. But they are trying to openly, as you already know, get us deeper into what's already begun, World War III, because they are that desperate. They're in that much trouble. But I was looking at the news this morning and last night, and it really dawned on me that we need to put a compilation together of Trump, Robert Kennedy Jr., and Ron Paul, and Elon Musk, and the list goes on and on, Bolsonaro, Viktor Orban, all coming out and saying there is a global corporate system establishing a worldwide tyranny allied with China, and it's at war with us, and it is a coup. Just today, you guys do me a favor, bring me a water, thanks. Just today, got to get a water. Just today, you have Trump saying it again. You have Ron Paul. You have Robert Kennedy Jr. all giving speeches saying, we have a globalist dictatorship running America, and it's already started World War III. Now, I know you as an audience already know this, and this coup's been ongoing for a while. But I've said this probably 5,000 times until your ears bled, and I don't apologize for it. Because I'm not just here to entertain people. I'm here as an emergency beacon. So you may have already gotten the message, or you already knew about it before you ever listened to me. That's fine. You already are on the team. We're trying to reach people that aren't aware of what's going on because the psyche is very fertile right now for people to really wake up. So we're a beacon that goes bzz, 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 and sends out that transmission to people to understand what's going on. So you've heard me say this literally thousands of times. When we identify the globalists and that they're criminal and they're illegitimate and they're eugenicist depopulationists who are completely psychotic, I believe they're going to become godmen that merge with machines, Homo sapien 2.0, you realize, my gosh, all we can do is resist these people. There's not even a debate about it. They're coming after 99.99999% of us. And when we just recognize the elephant in the room, that this is not our government at the top, and that the bureaucracy has hijacked things and is stealing elections, it's game over. This is an illegitimate government. And they're even weaponizing local jurisdictions and making them illegitimate. And there's a process the globalists talk about of discrediting nation states while they use the nation states to build globalism. But the globalists admit Schwab gives endless speeches, Larry Fink of BlackRock gives endless speeches, we played them here, of how they're going to use the nation states to carry out their goals and operations. There's going to be a time of great anger and upheaval and collapse. And then they ride in on their white horse as the savior to bring in the new system that's 10 times worse. But they sit up there like we're not watching and listening to them like we're idiots. And they've always had disdain for the public, but the public can't figure that out. Well, guess what? The public's not as stupid as you thought we were. And so now you're uncloaked. We see you. You're naked, Jack. and you're in a lot of trouble. So you better stop with the World of Warcraft, stop the poison shots, or I'm telling you, you can see where this leads. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future, that is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I'm taking a moment right now to be thankful to God and thankful to all of you and our great crew. And I'm not doing a victory lap here because we're in the middle of a war. But I said 2 months ago, my primary mission of identifying the New World Order before it launched operations so people would know that they were the ones doing all these horrible things so they couldn't pose as saviors. That's been my primary mission for 29 years on air. 29 years on air in a few days was to get people ready so that we have a resistance movement and an alternate to this New World Order plan. We have now reached that thanks to all of you. And so I salute you and I thank you. We're now not being caught flat-footed. We are on our toes, and we are in fighting stance. And we are accelerating our resistance to victory. You can feel it. You can see it. Now, that doesn't mean the enemy isn't going to launch nuclear war, turn off the power, God knows what. But we know they're behind it, too. They're going to pay one way or another. They can back off, or they can keep pushing it. But either way, they're going down. They can do it the easy way, or they can do it the hard way. They will not suppress humanity more. Their New World Order plan is dead on arrival. So I want to play Robert Kennedy Jr. coming out saying there's been a coup, CIA, New World Order. I want to play Ron Paul saying it. I want to play Trump saying it. I got a bunch of other Elon Musk world leaders saying it. It's out in the open. We have an illegitimate hijacked government. And I'm going to put a compilation together. There's dozens of these that are new. But this is victory. Identifying you have a coup, identifying it's a criminal bureaucracy, and taking your government back instead of having a stupid civil war. Here is some of the clips.
There's been a coup. We don't have any resemblance to a government that believes in a republic. We don't have honest money. We don't have integrity. We don't even have people in Washington that even pretends, you know, that you're supposed to tell the truth. You know, remember just recently there was a congressperson that won, and he won by putting on his resume just a bunch of lies. And the other ones got hysterical. The other congressman is telling lies like this. And I got to thinking, well, how many of these people that were complaining about this guy telling lies, how many of them lied when they raised their hand up and swore to uphold the Constitution? Now, that's a lie that really has consequences. Actually, you could probably make fun and make a little joke because his jokes weren't, everybody knew he was fibbing, but the real lies are being told, and that is our big problem. But I do believe there has been a coup, and it's been taken over, and if I want to just put the date in my mind, and anybody could pick probably any date in the last 100 years. But I have picked November 1963.
What happened on that day?
That was the day Kennedy was murdered by our government.
Wow.
You know, by the CIA.
But what I found was, you know, I saw this event 201, and raise your hand if you know what event 201 was. Okay, for those of you who don't know, event 201. Was a pandemic simulation, a coronavirus pandemic simulation that took place in October of 2019. Nobody had ever heard of coronavirus till January. So that's 3 months later. In October, we now know that coronavirus was already circulating in September, so the month before, in Wuhan. But nobody knew about it. And yet they had a coronavirus pandemic simulation in New York City, hosted by Bill Gates and Avril Haines, the former deputy director of the CIA, who did all of the Guantanamo Bay cover-up. She is like the cover-up queen. And they do a simulation, and who else is there? George Gao, the head of Chinese CDC, so who obviously knows the coronavirus is circulating. He is the world's coronavirus expert. He's also the head of the CDC in China. And then they had all of the social media platforms were there, the big insurance companies, Johnson & Johnson, the big pharma companies, and they meet for 2 days. And they have four seminars, and each one is faking this, you know, coronavirus is spreading across the world. And they simulate, they don't say, okay, we got vitamin D to everybody, and we got to make sure everybody gets exercise and gets out of their house and gets healthy and, you know, builds their immune system. And you know, there's none of that. And zinc and, you know, all the things. We got to figure out early treatments. We got to use the computer, the internet to connect all 15 million doctors, frontline doctors around the world, so that we know when they treat people what's working, what's not, and we're constantly upgrading the protocols. That's what they should have been doing. That's not what they're doing. They were working on ways to use the coronavirus pandemic as a pretense for clamping down totalitarian controls globally. And, you know, they talk about in some of these concentration camps and all of this stuff. But here, that the last simulation on the fourth day, George Gao and Avril Haines from the CIA are talking. They have a soliloquy about how do we clamp down, stop people from saying this came from a lab leak. So they're saying that. This is October of 2019. And they say, well, we got to get the social media companies to censor them and deplatform them and all this. You can go on YouTube and watch this tonight. It's called Event 201, and this is the fourth section of it. Oh, and people knew about that, you know, who were looking at this like me. And from almost the beginning, but then I started doing a deep dive when I was writing the book. And I found out that was not a one-off. And I describe in that book, I found about 20 of these that they had been doing since 2001. And they're all scripted by the CIA. And all of them include top-level officials like James Woolsey, the deputy director of the CIA, Tara O'Toole. All of them have senior CIA officials. Many of them have famous people who kind of give an imprimatur of legitimacy to what they're doing, like Madeleine Albright or Tom Daschle or, you know, Bill Gates and a lot of them, and Gro Brundtland from the, you know, from the WHO, people who are respected. And all, and they end up drilling, each one of them is drilling the imposition of totalitarian controls. They're collectively, they have names like Dark Winter and Crimson Contagion and all these weird names, but collectively they're called Operation Lockstep. And they involved hundreds of thousands of people, public officials from little towns all over America, health officials from the state, police, firefighters, hospital systems, public utilities, and FBI, CIA, U.S. Marshals, in Canada, the United States, all over Europe, Australia, and China. They were all doing it together, drilling, here's what we're going to do when a pandemic comes. And a lot of these people, you can see, are surprised about what they're doing. But they're probably looking around and saying, well, everybody else thinks this is okay, so I guess this is what we do when the pandemic comes. So they drilled people in doing something that was clearly contrary to their values, But it got them all teed up to do it and do it all at once and say, this is what you do when there's a pandemic. The first thing you do is you end freedom of speech and you start gutting the Constitution.
What's happening is very simple. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them. And I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire the unelected bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system. Look at what they've done to our justice system, what they have done to our justice system. I will direct the Department of Justice to go after Marxist prosecutors' offices to make them pay for their illegal race-based enforcement of the law. Many racists are there. And 2024 is the final battle. That's it. If you put me back in the White House, the reign of the corrupt Washington establishment will be over.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are waking up to the fact that we live in a deep state coup. This is what victory is made of. Steve Bannon, with a 35,000-foot view, straight ahead. His strategies are key to victory. We'll be right back.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
And we can take our country back from the globalist. Whether it's Bolsonaro in Brazil or Viktor Orban in Eastern Europe, or whether it's Elon Musk now speaking out against the New World Order and world government, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. running as a Democrat, breaking down how there's been a coup over America, or President Trump, or Ron Paul, or Rand Paul, or Steve Bannon. We are identifying that illegal globalist corporate organizations have seized control of our country, and understanding that is the beginning of the end, and the public's getting it. And their biggest nightmare is now happening. Just 5 years ago, the New York Times would run articles saying globalism doesn't exist. Now they tell you how great globalism is, and now they want to take your freedoms. Well, there are a lot of great broadcasts out there, and I don't do this to heap praise on people. I do this to point people in the direction, in case they haven't seen it or watched it, that the best analysis, in-depth, multi-hours a day, with the very best guest, period, hands down, is The War Room with Steve Bannon. Our War Room's great as well. Owen does a fabulous job on covering all the culture issues and strategy as well. But Steve Bannon cuts right to it, as he says, with signal, basically no noise. And we've got Tucker Carlson, who's awesome as well. I'd put those two in the same category. So it's a show everybody needs to watch, everybody needs to listen, everybody needs to share, because most of you are awake, more awake than I am in many cases from your own life experiences. But you have to understand, you are not the tail, you are the dog. The dog doesn't hunt if you don't take action, and daily, aggressively, to people you know and don't know, share articles, share videos from InfoWars.com, Band.video, and WarRoom.org. So we've got him for 25 minutes. We're going to skip this network break. I'm going to try to give Steve Bannon the floor. Just in general, I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, I want to talk about that Kennedy clip and how people are waking up to the fact we're an occupied nation. The globalists are scared, but we have to realize they've got some tricks up their sleeves. So we'll talk about that. Steve Bannon, great to have you, and I'm going to try to just shut up and let you talk like you let me do on your show. You've got a lot of knowledge for folks. We appreciate you.
Alex, thanks, and thanks for the kind words. Look, think about what's happened just in the last couple of days. You've got the, you know, and Alex, you've always been portrayed by the mainstream media, New York Times, whatever, this conspiracy theory guy, a wild man, tinfoil hat. But if you take President Trump's responses to Tucker Carlson, that great interview that was done at Mar-a-Lago yesterday and played last night on Tucker's show, and particularly President Trump when asked, who are the greatest enemies, now that you've got the CCP, you know, this Legion of Doom with the mullahs in Iran, with Erdogan in Turkey, with the KGB and Putin in Russia. And he says the administrative state, the deep state, it's people inside our government. They're against us. You couple that with Bobby Kennedy Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s speech at Hillsdale, which I think is historic. In fact, we're going to break it down later tonight on our 6 o'clock show. If you take those two, that's what Alec Jones has been talking about for a decade. I mean, it's like they went back and looked at your show notes. So I tell people, and this is when you came on with the great book about the Great Reset, which was had all the links to it, had all the research done to it, that this has been very obvious to people that have studied this for a while, and now it's come up that you have a guy who's been president of the United States and commander-in-chief, gave us 4 years of peace and prosperity. He's leading in all the polls in the primary. He's leading head-to-head matchups with Biden. In all likelihood, he'll be back into the White House in January of 2025. I had Matt Gaetz on the show today that said, hey, Trump realizes now personnel's policy. He made some mistakes in personnel. He understands that they're going to come at him hard. You combine what Trump said, what Matt Gaetz said today on the deep state, Bobby Kennedy, and everything that's happening with these intelligence leaks right now coming out of the Pentagon or the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I don't think you sound like a conspiracy theorist anymore. I think you sound like somebody that understood and could break down the system and see how the system works. And right now, people have to understand we're in a dogfight. There's one side's going to win this, and one side's going to lose. And it is not a foregone conclusion by a long shot that we're going to win. But right now, I feel the best I've ever felt in this fight because we have. Think about it. Bobby Kennedy, they came out yesterday. One of the first poll that was taken with Kennedy in the race has got Kennedy at 10% in the Democratic primary. Biden at 7, Kennedy at 10. And remember, there are no Democrats that support his take on big pharma and the pharmaceutical industrial complex. The left has totally been bought off, maybe a small amount of voters. But MSNBC, New York Times, CNN are owned by Pfizer, owned by Big Pharma. So I think it's amazing what's happened over the last couple of days. And I would just tell people, hey, we're in the fight right now. You got a global conflict. You got a global financial conflict. But it's all the populist nationalist versus the globalist elite. And it's game on.
Well, that's why I got so mad at the few people. I don't want to just start fights, but you were a top advisor to Trump. You were there. You knew you were surrounded. He was surrounded. You knew he was literally in the arena. And then they're like, no, the government's all captured by good people. We're winning. We're invincible. No, you got to be honest with people. This is like a Muhammad Ali match with George Foreman. This is battling right into the 12th round, folks. I mean, we have a chance to win. We have an edge. And as soon as people realize that we're in a real war, we'll have way more than an edge. But this lackadaisical attitude that everything's going to be fine is delusional and is extremely dangerous. And that's why you hammer the point, and maybe you can speak to that, that people need to get their game face on and realize this is historic, this is the future, and the tyranny they're bringing in with the central bank digital currencies and the New World Order and the social credit score will make us like communist China. This is not a game. They are closing the gate on us. They are locking our asses up.
Yeah, I don't think the one thing about that is that I've never agreed with, although I think there's some very interesting elements that come out that you see as true over time. The one thing I've never gotten is this whole thing about these white hats and these white hats versus black hats and the white hats. Hey, that's all a fantasy. That's just, I can tell you, from being on the inside and being his right-hand man or one of his right-hand men for the first year or first 9 months and fighting fights in the National Security Council and others, the government is very much, and they've done this. Remember, this whole thing of an administrative state, what the progressive left thought through is that they wanted to be impervious to elections. So they basically created a fourth branch of government that's totally outside the Constitution. That fourth branch of government, not just the alphabet agencies, but also weaponizing the cabinet positions, to form an administrative state that has their own courts, has its own rules and regulations, is able to promulgate those rules and regulations, and has enforcement, as you've been the absolute tip of the spear of showing how IRS and ATF and all these different elements have their own law enforcement. They have their own up-armored, they have their EPA. They have all their up-armored enforcement apparatus. That's the administrative state. The deep rogue element of that is the deep state. That is the combination of the intelligence agencies and now the law enforcement and national security into one kind of core group that has its own mentality that's impervious to what democratically elected presidents that stand for the Constitution and our Republican form of government. They're totally against. They have their own mindset. You can see this, quite frankly, in these Pentagon leaks right now. Now, there's Matt Gaetz spread the theory today. He thinks that may even be the deep state leaking on purpose, okay, to try to get Europe up there. All I would say, if that's the case.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There are not many white hats, or I would say people that are really populist and nationalist, that put America first at the senior levels. But both the Bush administration, but really Obama at the field grade level, both in the intelligence services and in the military, eviscerated the Pentagon. This is why you had the thing that's so woke, Alex, is that this has been bred into the system. The good guys were weeded out. So all these people sit there and go, it's a big battle between white hats and dark hats. It's just not the case. And you could look, President Trump struggles with this every day. There's white hats. Why would you have the lawfare against him at the highest levels? And I think for your audience, follow Mike Davis. Follow what they're doing at Colangelo, this guy Colangelo at the Justice Department with Bragg, and follow what Stephen Miller and America First Legal and Jeffrey Clark are doing on the Mar-a-Lago situation. You see the interconnectivity and the coordination with the Justice Department hardwired back to hardwired back to Biden's White House counsel.
And in between that, we now know about these Soros think tanks. People always say, well, he's financing all these new horrible DAs, but he's not giving them orders. Yes, he is. They go to these seminar groups. They get given money, and then they're given their marching orders, and that's all coming out. Obviously, they're in Manhattan with Alvin Bragg. But I want to go back to what you were just saying, because it's so important. You're a Navy man. You were on a ship with nuclear weapons, all classified. You know, and that kind of gave you a background to see the world clearly, because I've listened to the show. I know you've talked about it, and I've read your bio. But case in point, Biden bragged, Victoria Nuland, they all bragged that they were going to blow the pipeline up. Then they blew it up. But Army and Navy Special Warfare, the Navy SEALs have to report to Congress under law. So Biden went to Panama, had regular Navy repair divers who are great people as well, very talented. You know, they got onto thousands of feet and fixed things. They trained them up and had them go to the mission because that was regular Navy and just a regular op, so they would not have a report back. So we're talking serious impeachable offenses here, trying to keep Congress in the dark that goes way beyond Iran-Contra.
Way beyond Iran-Contra. I mean, look, this is a shooting war. Iran-Contra was, you know, down in Central America, totally different in scale. This is a shooting war, and you've got to get to the bottom of Nord Stream 2. I mean, it's so obvious. The Swedes right now, as you know, are doing their own analysis, and the Swedes have said it is impossible to bend any sort of, like, even paramilitary group from Ukraine or any kind of group of sophisticated amateurs, Ukrainian patriots that came together, that this was a state force. And the only state force that had the sophistication to do that in that area is the United States. That's why different, Seymour Hersh and other people are coming out, and I realize his things, at least what he's presented to date, is not the most well-sourced. But if you look at the level of detail he had, I believe strongly, knowing the capabilities, that only someone as sophisticated as the United States Navy, and not just Navy SEALs, like you said, deep divers and other type of personnel, unless you can show me that the British did it under our direction, I don't know of another group of operators that could take that out. And that's just one of many. You talk about the special operators that were already there with Victoria Nuland in the biolabs. There's so much about Ukraine's that is unknown, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. And that's why we need a much more aggressive oversight on this. And I think Armed Services has got to get into this big time because, look, I think there are a number of impeachable offenses on this, as I think there are impeachable offenses on this whole situation in Mar-a-Lago, of what we're finding out now about the FOIA request, about him waiving Trump's executive privilege and knowing what was happening beforehand, I think, to cover what they knew about his own classified documents that they knew they had the University of Pennsylvania and other places.
Absolutely. So, in a Chinese food restaurant in his garage. So we got 5 minutes left. I want to give you the floor, 35,000-foot view, rallying the troops, what you think we should be looking for. As the globalists lose support worldwide, how are they going to try to pull a rabbit out of the hat?
Most powerful thing you said yesterday is about everybody needs to be engaged right now. Everybody is in this troop, and you can be a force multiplier by pushing out content nonstop. You can be get local. You can be a precinct committeeman. You can get to your local member. We've got to take control of this on a local basis to be able to take control of a national basis. Don't just obsess about the 2024 election. That's for amateurs. This fight is right now. We're in a global conflict, right, on the Eurasian landmass. We're going to be, if we don't take unrestricted warfare and start decoupling from China right now and decoupling in capital markets, cut them off from all money, cut them off from technology, we're going to be in a shooting war, in a kinetic war in Taiwan. And look, as a junior, a guy back in the 70s, I was part of the 7th Fleet on a destroyer. I was in Kaohsiung, the South China Sea, the Straits of Taiwan. I had gates on today. I think the 7th, if we were to win in the first phase of kinetic war against the Chinese Communist Party, PLA, now given what they have, it would at least minimum come at a cost, I believe, of a loss of a carrier battle group and the loss of 10 to 12,000 sailors. And we don't want to be there. We've got other aspects. But you've got a shooting war. You've got this massive financial crisis that's happening. The House right now is fighting on the spending cuts, about the debt ceiling. It's never a better time in American history to be engaged to save your country. And you've got two ways to do it, and it doesn't cost you a nickel. Number one, you'd be a force multiplier. Everything Alex Jones is putting out, everything War Room is putting out, and other shows like that. Number two is get engaged, volunteer, put the golf clubs up, put the tennis rackets up, and get engaged, because right now this is a fight for the. This is a greater fight than in 1776. It's a greater fight than in the Civil War. It's a greater fight than even in the Great Depression, World War II. This is the greatest struggle session the American Republic's ever had. And the only way we get through this is this audience. Trump's not going to get you through. Tucker's not going to get you through. Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, no one individual. This has got to be a team effort from the people. And I like our odds, Alex. If everybody puts their shoulder to the wheel, I like our odds a lot.
And, again, the globalists don't want America to be there. People aspire to freedom. That's why they're trying to take us down. That's why I call the book The Great Reset and the War for the World. And I think you're 100% right. This is bigger than everything that's ever happened before. There's more people. There's more weapons. There's more action. It's out of control. We've never had such a corrupt, incompetent elite, but they have unlimited money. And that is just an explosive recipe for disaster. Do you think
we've never had an elite that hates our evil and hates our country? The elite that run this country today hate the values of the Judeo-Christian West. They hate it. They despise it. And they will destroy Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon. They don't care. They'll take all of those guys down. That's why it's got to be the people. They're coming for everybody. But they're particularly coming for the leadership of this. That's why we got to unite as a movement. And everybody's got to put their shoulders to the wheel because they hate everything about the United States.
And what's crazy is that's their source of power. If I had a powerful horse that Clydesdale that drew my carriage, I wouldn't hate it because it was powerful and amazing. I would try to take care of it. So it's a very schizophrenic, very bipolar, very double-minded thing they're doing. It's just out of control. In closing, with 2 minutes left, I am seriously concerned. We should pray for President Trump. They know they can't beat him. They know he's way ahead in all the polls. They know these cases are going to fall apart. They're still going to follow him, as you said. I really do think they're going to try to kill him. And I think they're crazy enough. It's like blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. It's just they're nuts. They think it'll trigger a response from us. What do we do about that issue? What do you think about that? And what do we do if they kill Trump? God forbid.
Well, let's work on the thing of not having. By the way, I 100% agree with you. I think they're all in. Under no circumstances will they allow Trump to return to the White House. That's their thinking. They can't. If Trump gets back in the White House, it's game over. Every day will be Stalingrad once he's in. That's why I think President Trump, he's got Secret Service protection, but I think his own personal security. And this is why I'm very hesitant to things like what in New York, I'm sending him into those courtrooms, things like that. I think, number one, you have to pray for President Trump every day. You have to have his back every day. Even people say, hey, look, he sends out mean tweets. Yeah, I hear all that. I don't really care. He's not perfect. He never said he was perfect. He's a very imperfect instrument, but he's an instrument of divine providence. You know that in 16. So right now, and I share your absolute concerns about this, and I think people around him, I know he does, but I think people around him also do. I think he's got a pretty good team down there. So it's a very, very, very high priority, and under no circumstances can we let that happen.
Well, absolutely, because the globalists want to blow this country wide open. The Davos Group has said that. That's why they try to cause race riots. They cause race riots, and they're salivating about killing him. And, he's even been saying, well, if I'm a martyr, fine. And you can see that Trump now understands he's been really educated the last 7-8 years. He, I would say, is Trump 2.0. Do you agree with that statement?
100%. You saw that last night. When President Trump sits there, this is a guy who gave us 4 years of peace and prosperity. Okay? When he sits and they ask you, hey, the whole world's going to a world war. You were the guy who gave us peace and these other things. He says, let me say, hey, full stop. The number one enemy we have is the administration. This is so much more powerful than Eisenhower's farewell address, where Eisenhower identified it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
About it. But their minions can now see that it's destroying their children's future, and they're the people that just can soft pedal it. You can just not enforce all this crap and not commit crimes and not be part of evil and just leave us alone. And I'm seeing that everywhere. It's like Fight Club, folks. And I don't get up here and tell you this again to go, oh, I'm so popular. Oh, I'm great. I've been through hell. I've had coffee thrown on me 4 or 5 times, tea 3 or 4 times, drinks spit on, punched, hit in the back. People tried to stab me. I mean, there's endless videos. And for every video you see, it's happened 5, 6 times each event. That nobody caught on tape. So when I get up here and explain that 90% love on the streets, but still 10% hate was hard to deal with. I mean, but I still went out everywhere and just said, screw it. Every time I went to a grocery store, a restaurant, I was probably going to have a problem. And now, 8 months at least, not one person. And all I've had is constant former liberals come up and say, you're right, I was wrong, I apologize, and what they did to you is wrong. And again, I'm just a bellwether. I'm just somebody out front, so I'm telling you, as a vanguard, hey, folks, we are kicking New World Order ass. And they really overplayed their hand with the poison shots and suppressing the therapeutics. They really screwed up. They screwed up bad. But I want to be completely honest with you. I got to repeat this. We are not out of the woods, people, okay? The enemy has doubled down, and they are lying at levels I've never seen before. They are doing things that I just are so over the top, and I'm not even going to give it any coverage, to me personally, that you may, it actually makes you feel sorry for them. I don't know how to explain that. It's like, man, you are just scum. I mean, you are, they create lies where none of it's true. And they're so complex and so big and so ridiculous. You're like, did I do that? Did I do that? And you're like, no, I was never even there. I don't even, what the hell are they talking about? But it's like if the cop showed up at your door and said, we know you killed five kids and they're buried in the backyard, you'd still kind of feel weird and like, did I? No, I never killed kids. It's crazy. And people, you know, you think you know they lie. Let me tell you something. I've been doing this 29 years. Until the last five or six, seven or eight, with what's happened with Trump, it was a cakewalk. It was nothing. This has been, and I really mean this, I've not enjoyed the pain I've been through, but I have. I am so educated now with how the world works personally dealing with these people that it's invaluable. I mean, I have really been around the block a few times. And I guess that's part of being older. Everybody has experiences. You learn things as you go. But, man, the stuff I've seen, people wouldn't even believe. I mean, the things they have done to me, and I'm not a victim. I appreciate God allowing this to happen and taking me through it. I ask God, please, I want to keep winning. You know, the one thing is I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be powerful. I don't want any of that crap. I want to win. But I do not like losing to these people. So, I mean, I just ask God to keep me in the game and to make me strong. And I think you should, you know, ask God that too, because that's what's happened. And I know what God wants. Von Bismarck, the famous German statesman, said that God loves children, drunks in the United States of America. And I've experienced that in my life. It's true. And God hates cowards. So if you study the Bible and you study history and who God blessed, King David was a good person of good heart, but was also very easy to get angry and also very lustful. And he sent his best friend off to be killed because his wife was so hot and she was hitting on him that he sent him on a suicide mission and he got killed, his best friend, and he had sex with his wife. But he truly repented and was just sick with it for months. And God said, I forgive you. You're a man after my own heart. So to me, that's what you've got to understand about God. God doesn't like cowards. And King David was not a coward. And he was a man of action. Now, his son's probably in hell, Solomon. But the point is that you have to understand the number one thing is being a coward. If you are a damn coward, God does not like you. And people need to stop being cowards. These globalists are a bunch of cowards. If they weren't demonically controlled under demonic agency, they would love the power of America and the strength and the will and the invention. Instead, they freaking hate it. And that's why they've run us into the ground and we've let them do it. They hate you having a nice house and a nice husband or wife and great children. They hate you having a great vacation. They hate you loving God. They hate you going to church. They hate you being satisfied because they're not satisfied. And they could take one look at us and tell that guy's satisfied. I'm so satisfied. I enjoy my life and sunsets and food and my wife and my children and my friends. Man, I'm so happy. I'm so confident. I'm so fulfilled because I have Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I'm a fallen sinner, but I know I've been to the top of the mountain and I see where this goes and I want to go with that. And God made me this way. And I understand God. And I was never a Satanist, and I was never fully controlled by evil. But there was a time when I was a teenager that I dabbled on the edges of what was really serious evil. And I was completely unhappy during that period of time. And man, knowing God and standing up for what's right just gets better and better and better. And I've never been a sadomasochist. I don't like pain. But now when they're doing bad things to me, I realize doors are being opened to victory. Everything they do to me comes back manyfold in better things. So now I've learned, man, this is really going to hurt. This is going to be hard. And now I actually enjoy it. Actually, well, this is really horrible. But, okay, God, it's your plan. I still trust you. And I know you're going to take me through this. And then it's like I go up a level, and the discernment just gets so fantastic that you're just like, oh, my gosh. The Satanists can't see this. They don't even understand this, but they know we've got it. Woo! We got more coming up and a ton of news. We'll hit it all. But I want to just say something here. I need to be funded, and I met with accountants this morning, and they said to me, the way it works in the bankruptcy, because I was totally broke, is the court allowed me to sell a couple products that I get a percentage of, because the court also ruled I got to pay, first it was 40, now half of all the legal bills, so I'm completely out of money. And they came to me and they said, you've not been plugging InfoWars Platinum, it's one of your best sellers, testosterone boost, Pain MD, the Super HG stuff sold out. We're getting more in soon. And I said, wow, you're right. I've been so focused on getting money to free speech systems that I'm out of money. So it's a great product, and you need it, and it's close to selling out, and it's testosterone boost and Pain MD. They're clones of a pharmaceutical company that also has a big vitamin and supplement line, one of the top ones in the country. They're clones of their best sellers. I went to them a year ago, and I said, what are your best sellers? I said, these three products. I went and looked at the reviews. Amazing. Can I private label it? Yes. They don't let other people do that. They let me. I'm very blessed. And so it's at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the operation. That shows how my brain works. I'm like, well, I got a percentage of that. Free speech is barely paying the bills. I better and then run my bank account down to almost nothing. And it's very liberating. I like that. Because they think they can take money away from me or do this. It means nothing to me except fuel. Like, do I worship gasoline I put in my car? No. It gets me somewhere. And these are great products that will empower your life to amazing things. Pain MD, 1776 Testosterone Boost, InfoWarsStore.com. They're both discounted right now. What is it, 40%? But that discount's about to end because they're about to sell out too. It'll be months till more comes in. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So, separately, ladies and gentlemen, we have Turbo Force that is the all-time favorite of folks. 10 hours of clean energy that everybody loves. Now even stronger, and now in a scoop instead of a packet, so you get more. This is the highest quality ingredients you're going to find anywhere. This is the Rolls Royce at a F-150 price. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The war against the New World Order continues. Marching forward with the cross of Jesus. Hour number two straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.